Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. One of the vendors at the Kroger Kentucky Proud Vendor Show held last fall did not, like most of the others, pass out samples. Brian Knott is president of Grow Farms. I guess you'd call them a middleman.
We're pretty much a brand for the growers, and we take that brand and sell it to Kroger, and they'll advertise the pictures of our growers. It's a good relationship. They're able to get their product at the retail level and get a good price for everything. Kroger's been great to our growers.
Knott says they have farmer clients in Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio, and in Kentucky so far in Davies, Grayson, LaRue, Shelby, and Harrison counties, among others. Essentially, they provide marketing connections for fruit and vegetable growers.
You know, when you're farming vegetables, you've got Mother Nature and you got the market that's really working against you and for you. And what we do is we kind of take the market out of it. We haven't figured out what we can do about Mother Nature yet, but as far as the market, we do all that for the grower, and the grower gets to do what they love to do, which is farming. They don't have to get in the truck and deliver the product anywhere. We take our trucks to the farm and pick everything up, and we make sure their whole crop's sold before they even put it in the ground.
Growers and consumers can learn more about them online at growfarms.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Providing expertise in the complexities of marketing is primarily what Grow Farms does for produce farmers. Brian Knott says they're always seeking more clients, expanding client crop opportunities, and he feels their growth will continue.
Yes, I do. Every year we're picking up more growers, and we're also able to go back to our growers every winter and have them an opportunity to grow more every year. Say if we have a grower that just grows squash and zucchini, you know, in the wintertime I can say, look, we're a little short on eggplant. You want to grow some eggplant, you can do that. And really, the best thing about our company is what I've seen it do for the past several years is it's making it able for them to stay on the farm. Instead of go get a job somewhere else, it's bringing them more income on the farm where the children can stay there and work on the farm their whole lives.
Their website again is growfarms.com. Brian Knott will be glad to tell you all about it. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.